a passionate instigator and dynamic problem solver. Dr. Kevin Ross Emery, the host of the Dr. Kevin Radio Show, will be taking you outside the box, behind the curtain, and identifying the load of BS we are fed every day. And now, Dr. Kevin.
Hello, hello, hello. And welcome to the Dr. Kevin Show, where we are challenging everything and everyone. And we're doing it here on Ohm Times Radio, where we're changing the world one ohm at a time. Can I get a little ohm? Ohm. This week, we are going to be introducing our guest shortly, as we always do. We will put her through her paces, as we always do. And I want to welcome back my listeners this week and welcome them back as I am sitting now on U.S. soil for the first time in doing this radio show in almost 3 months. As many of you all know, I've been doing an 11 o'clock to midnight version London time as I've been in England. And so now I'm back on the East Coast, and I'm actually in the same time moment, quote unquote, if you're East Coast, as the show is. So here we are. I'm back in the States, at least this week. You have to tune in next week to see where I might be then, because we know how it goes here on the Dr. Kevin Show. If you would like to be part of today's dialogue, please come to facebook.com/mydrkevin, M-Y-D-R-K-E-V-I-N. That's facebook.com/mydrkevin. When you get there, if you haven't liked my page, what's wrong with you? Hit that like button. Hit that like button, and then you're going to see today's guest, and you will see the information, and you will see a place where you can post a comment. I'm going to be watching those comments, those questions. I will be reading them on air, and I will be asking our guest. Now, if you are not listening to this at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Thursday, and you are listening to a replay or a re-air, then you can actually still write your comment. I will still keep an eye out. You'll get an answer typed back on the comment field, so your question can be asked even if you are not listening to the first run of this show. Now, if the question is for my guest, then what I do is I find my guest, I pick them up by their ankles, I turn them upside down, and I shake the answer out of them. So just so you know. Before we introduce today's guest and we take a journey with her, we're going to do, as we always do, the Hot Topic. And today's, you know, and Hot Topic here at the Dr. Kevin Show always falls into a couple of categories. It's either something that makes me feel warm and fuzzy or something that makes me hot under the collar. Today, I've got a hot topic that does both. One of the things that is coming around right now is the fact that we are having given to us on Facebook shortly a dislike button. So instead of just liking something, we're going to dislike something. Now, there are pros and cons to this. One, it gets me hot under the collar that there's going to be a dislike button on Facebook, because it will get to be people who are sitting in the cheap seats that get to basically criticize. And I always say that, you know, if you don't stand up, if you don't vote, if you don't speak out, if you don't come to facebook.com/mydrkevin and type in your question or your comment, then you have no right to complain. If you don't vote, I don't want to hear how bad the politicians are. If you wish that I had asked a question or you wanted something covered or you disagreed and you thought that I was a bloody idiot, I'm okay with that, but say it. Put a comment out there. Say why I'm a bloody idiot and we'll have the conversation. But if you're just going to sit in the cheap seats and click a little button and be able to release a little stress and anxiety from the fact that you are not living the life that you want to, that you're upset with the life that you're living, that you don't have the courage to stand up and make change and go out and make a difference in the world, and it's easier to live life from the cheap seats, then it gets me hot under the collar. I will debate anything with anyone, and I will do so joyfully. But I don't take criticism from the cheap seats. You show up, you put out, you stand up, you discuss it, and at the end of the day, who knows? Maybe I'll agree with you. Who knows? Maybe you'll agree with me. Who knows? Maybe we will just agree to disagree. But that's conversation. That's what made America great. Now, it makes me warm and fuzzy that sometimes you can dislike something. Maybe somebody you care about is having a bad day. Maybe something has happened to them. We all have them. And I would hit dislike if somebody said, hey, you know, somebody went running through a stop sign or skidded on ice and just totaled my car and I'm okay, but my car's gone and, you know, my day is ruined. I would dislike that because I would dislike the fact that somebody I cared about, you know, I'd always felt bad. I always said, okay, something horrible happened and now I like it. Wrong energy. Just didn't sit right with me. So now we're going to bring in today's guest and we're going to see what she thinks about all of this, this like, dislike, this whole thing on Facebook, because she has her own show. She has a podcast called Journey of Possibilities, Holistic Wellness, Exploring Possibilities on the Holistic Network. And you can find out more about her at journeyofpossibilities.com. She's got to be doing stuff in social media. She's got presence on Facebook. Whether she likes it or not, she has to play in this arena, and the arena is changing. I am talking today to Cheryl Yancey Sitz, the founder and radio show host or pod show podcast show host. What do they call it? What is it? Anyways, of Journey of Possibilities. Cheryl, what do you like to be called besides beautiful?
Cheryl works fine. Pod host? That sounds good to me. Why not?
Yeah, I suppose better a pod host than a pud host. So what do you think of this? We've got a few minutes to chat about this before our first break. Dislike button, good thing, bad thing, or are you on both sides of the fence like I am?
I'm definitely on both sides of the fence like you are, like a good Libra would be. I agree that there are times like when someone passes away and someone's, you know, posting their feelings about that, like just doesn't feel right. But I also agree that if you're going to dislike something in a debate, please voice your opinion. Don't just dislike and run, but speak up. So I'm with you.
Well, you know, I had somebody make a suggestion. Actually, I believe it was a mutual friend of ours, the one and only Miss Bonnie Pape.
Yes.
I was on her timeline. And it said that, she suggested, or somebody on the timeline suggested, I can't actually remember who now, she'll yell at me later, that said, if you hit the dislike button, you can't, it won't register unless you write a comment, that somebody was recommending that that's how it should go. And I don't know how I feel about that, but I'm not sure that's not a good idea.
Yeah, I kind of like that. Sounds good to me.
Do you think, oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I click like, I like that.
Yeah, you click like. And there's the sound of the click. If you'd like to be joining this conversation, if you want to stand up, speak out, be heard, make a difference in the world, come to facebook.com/mydrkevin, MYDRKEVIN, and let us know what you think. Like, dislike, what do you think of the dislike button? Do you like it or dislike it? What do you think? How can we make it better? How can we make Facebook better? How can we blow Facebook up? What do you think of that idea?
I use it so much. I think it's a great way to stay connected, but I think sometimes there's nothing like getting back face to face. So I think sometimes we can get where we hide behind it a little too much.
Well, you know, and I like giving good face. You know, what can I say? I come from the age of Vogue and Madonna. I like giving good face. I mean, it says something when you look at somebody's expressions. And, you know, now on the blessing side, you know, earlier this afternoon, I was working with a client in England via Skype, and it's in, and you know, when you're doing long distance, you don't put on the video often because it can interfere if not everybody has super, super internet, and not everybody in the world does.
Right.
You know, you have to do it without seeing each other, and you know, it adds an extra challenge, but it gives an extra opportunity.
Yeah, I like the face whenever we can get it. It's so much more personal.
Yeah, yeah. And when when it's people like you and me and our faces are so pretty, why would we not?
Exactly. I'm clicking like. I like that.
So we have what would you do to make Facebook better?
Of course, I'm not ready for that question, so nothing's exactly coming to mind. I like what you said about you know, creating more dialogue. They can't just click buttons, because I have a whole lot of people that are what we call drive-bys. You know, they just drive by, and you have to click like a certain frequency, or their stuff just disappears off your newsfeed. So they've kind of encouraged us to click like all the time, just so stuff stays active in our newsfeed. And that's a little weird to me. It's a whole lot of programming to fix it otherwise. I don't know how you feel about that.
Well, I do think, you know, on one hand, you know, I think that Facebook, in of itself, controls it in a way that serves Facebook more than the user.
Right.
And I think that it is a double-edged sword. I think it encourages disconnection as much as connection. And I feel like one of the things with Facebook, and, you know, and I'm just talking all off the top of my head. I didn't even know I was going to ask you this question until it popped out. That's how we do things here on the Dr. Kevin Show. But I really think that I don't like the way that the feed gets so controlled by it doesn't by an analytic base that by a set of analytics that doesn't necessarily really serve the individual user.
Yeah. And really, you can kind of tell that they didn't design it for the users. It's so funny when we get in these debates on Facebook about what the users don't like about it. And I think they're trying to keep us happy enough to keep us on there. But it's, of course, all about the paid advertisers, because it's a business. So it's kind of interesting to watch those two competing.
Absolutely. And what's your Twitter?
What's my Twitter? I'm Cheryl Sitz, pretty much all over the place. So, yeah, I'm Cheryl Sitz on Twitter.
Okay. And, well, because, and I'm sharing with people to go to journeyofpossibilities.com if you'd like to know more about her podcast. I was on your podcast really recently, and now I'm going to be curious. We're probably going to be going to break any second. Oh, there's the music. So I was just going to ask you, and in fact,
feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show, where we're challenging everything and everyone here on OM Times Radio, where we're changing the world one OM at a time. Hear an OM, please. OM.
OM.
OM. I'm on today with podcast hostess with the mostest, Cheryl Sitz. She has a show called Journey of Possibilities. I was recently on Journey of Possibilities. And you can find out more about Journey of Possibilities at journeyofpossibilities.com. Cheryl, so before I ask you our first standard question, so was there any feedback from our show? I'm just curious.
Oh, yes. Of course, you're very popular, just as you are your show. Anybody who hasn't caught that podcast needs to go to the website and check it out. It's good stuff. I'm not used to being in the hot seat. I'm used to doing the interviewing, so this is a little different today. But I sure had fun when you were on the show.
Well, go to our, if you can, or on our next break, or if you have to wait till the end, I don't know. I have two iPhones and two AirBooks going at the same time as we're talking. So I'm posting stuff on Twitter, and we're talking, and I'm checking to see if people have questions. But if you can, if you have that link, go ahead to My Dr. Kevin, facebook.com/MyDrKevin, and go ahead and put that link underneath your podcast so that when people are hearing this, they can go right there and they can click on it and go listen to it.
Definitely will do.
Absolutely. Again, if you want to be part of the conversation, remember, you don't make change in the world by sitting in the cheap seats and bitching. It's by taking that piece of Velcro and separating your backsides from the couch or the comfy chair, getting up and making change, taking an action, doing something, speaking out. And the way you speak out on the Dr. Kevin Show is come to facebook.com/mydrkevin, hit the like button, find today's guest, brightly smiling face, Journey of Possibilities podcast, and let us hear your comments. Let us hear what you have to say. Let us know how you would like to influence this discussion. So, Cheryl, you know, you have been warned. How would you like to take my listeners outside the box? In this segment, I ask my guest, how would you like to stretch my listeners' comfort zones? How would you like to make them be more expanded in who they are?
Okay. Well, I had the privilege of traveling to Peru and working with a shaman, and I've kind of been on that shamanic path for a while. And the thing that has most stretched my comfort zone is the fact that we live in the stories that we tell ourselves about the things that happen in our lives, and we treat those as the truth, and we let them define our life. And that may be a basic principle for some, but it was pretty brand new to me, and there seem to be deeper and deeper layers to that. So that's my topic for this.
Okay. That we tell a story and we live in the story.
Right. About anything that happens to us. From childhood, right now, if you say something and I take it a certain way, then I'm going to make it mean that and maybe base my opinion of you on that or how I interact with you in the future on that. And we're doing it all the time and we don't realize we're doing it maybe.
Well, as long as whatever it is leads you to the conclusion that I'm fabulous, I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Of course it does.
Well, you know, one of the things is, and I talk about incorrect belief systems, and incorrect belief systems are really like weeds with very deep roots that got planted very early on. And it tells us stories that, you know, we talk about children's stories. But we all tend to live in a child's version of the world story, unless we have completely brought healing and peace to our own childhood. And there is a piece where I go, it's not about the experiences you've had in life. It's about how you have made those experiences become wisdom defined by the fact that you are living your life and the way that you interact with everything differently because of those experiences in a better way. So it's a wisdom. So experiences don't automatically become wisdom. Wisdom doesn't automatically come with age. But I think that those stories stay alive and well because we haven't made them wisdom yet. And until we figure out how to make wisdom out of them, we can't get rid of the stories. We can only pretend to cover them up. What do you think?
I agree with that. And for me, it was also that I was unconscious of a lot of those stories. And still, I'm uncovering, oh my goodness, I've been believing this all this time because I just now uncovered that somebody said this to me at this age, and I took that as a truth and lived my life on it. And there's, like I said, so many layers to this. It seems there's a never-ending pile of stories in there. And I'm of the belief that we've been doing it for lifetimes. So I even have things that I act a certain way about that I can't explain where the story came from, but I have a story about it. Everything from you have to work hard to make a living to, you know, how I feel about men, how I feel men feel about me. I mean, it just goes on and on.
You only ever want a man that's good at feeling. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I miss part of that sentence? By the way, thanks, Mario.
You're getting a thumbs up over here, so it's all good.
I think that part of it is yes, but when we continue, like when I work with people and what I do, you know, I do this thing. You and I talked about it on your show a little bit, called Custom Fit Life. You know, tailoring people a custom fit life for them, so it's not off the rack. And we end up with off-the-rack lives because we believe what the church told us, our parents told us. We believe the teacher that said, you know, you're not creative or you can't sing or whatever. And it has created a whole false reality around us because as a child, we give our power away to our authority figures. And then it gets so deeply rooted that we don't even recognize it. But I think that if you follow it, one root will get pulled out that will pull out years of that built up system if you can get down to the root. Thoughts?
I agree.
How do you feel you're doing on your root excavation?
I'm doing good. I'm not the same woman I was when I started this journey. That's for sure. And you know, there's parts of it that I uncover and go, wow, why in the world? I also believe we choose these experiences before we come here. And, you know, I look at that and go, why in the world did I choose that for myself? But then when I look back, as I move through healing it, I realize that it gives me so much more insight to work with people who've gone through that. So I believe in the wisdom of it all. And I'm doing good. You know, like I said, there's layers, but I'm pretty happy with the progress.
So how much of life do you think is predestination and how much do you think is free will?
Oh, that's such a good question. I think a whole lot more is predestined than I'm even comfortable thinking about. I love to think that we have all these choices. I think that in every moment, the choice that's always there is how we handle what is happening to us, that we think is happening to us. So how we respond is always a choice, but I think a whole lot of this is predetermined before we come here.
Interesting. I'm going to challenge that a little bit, if I may.
Okay. Sure.
You know, I look at it, and I speak because one of the more fascinating things that I've done in my 25, going on to 26 years of my own business and doing this kind of work full time is I can look sometimes at the initial, these are the things people came in and said, I must do. I must meet this person. I must lose a child, or I'm going to come and fulfill a soul contract with somebody and they're going to die young or whatever, because I need that life experience and the soul has agreed with it. But I don't think it's as many as people like to believe. Because what I watch is free will choice makes somebody do something that nobody could have seen coming that actually rewrites their journey as it goes along. And in the rewriting of the journey is why we come back to resolve something in a lifetime and we end up leaving a lifetime with a bigger mess than we came in with and we have to come back and do it again. And it's not karmic debt and it's not karmic punishment. And, you know, most of the presentations of karma that I come across in this country are a load of rubbish and completely show a lack of understanding. They're just the Christianized version of, well, everything has to equal to heaven and hell. And it's going to be a punishment involved or it doesn't count. God, whoever came up with that idea needs to be shot. And instead of just growth and learning experiences. And so I think that we have a number of things that we agreements, but I run across all the time where people, somebody didn't fulfill their side of a soul contract. And then suddenly there's all this like skedaddling going on. So how much can be predestined? So thoughts on that?
I agree with you. I do feel like there's times where I've turned one way and I plan to maybe more turn another way. But I also think that some of that is predestined as well, you know. And I don't know. I mean, I really don't know. But I know that I know immediately when I meet a soul that I plan to work with, that something special was going to happen with, and we go through our process. And then it seems like when it's done, that falls away and the next thing comes. And I don't know how much of this we pre-plan and how many alternative scripts we write. I agree with you, though, that we can definitely rewrite our contracts. And I think I've been doing some of that. My life has definitely turned in a completely different direction the last few years. And I'm grateful. So hopefully I'm onto some really exciting contracts now, because I'm kind of done with the pain stuff, the big pain stuff.
Well, you know, I think that if so much is predestined, then we wouldn't have the amount of reincarnations that we have. And we wouldn't have people that have reincarnated hundreds of times over thousands of years, because if you had so little opportunity to screw it up, it would only take a half a dozen lifetimes to get it all right, wouldn't it?
Well, but then there's the aspect that I think we come here for a lot of experiences, just because this is an amazing place to come and have experiences. And even the quote unquote negative ones are full of potent emotion and potent sensations and things that I believe we put on skin to have sensations and have experiences. And I don't think we're going to run out of them for a lot of lifetimes. So I think some of it also is choice to come in and have those experiences and make differences in the world if we choose to do that.
Oh, and I couldn't agree with you more from that perspective. I do think that we... Oh, there is the sound. We'll be right back. We're talking to Cheryl Smith.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
What if living didn't have to be so serious?
What if you could move beyond your problems with greater confidence and ease than you've ever imagined?
Throw your labels out the window and join the Irreverent Therapist for practical tips and a very different way of approaching the changes you would like to create.
Marilyn Bradford
and Pam Hodling
have empowered hundreds of people to come out of self-judgment, quit looking to experts, and begin to create the lives they desire.
Join us Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Irreverent Therapist Show.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Greetings, fellow soul travelers. This is Dr. Amelia Kemp with Om Times Radio. If you've been stressed mentally or emotionally, then join me on Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the From Psychotherapy to Sacred Therapy show, where you'll learn you're not sick, you're sacred. And by aligning with the soul is what makes you whole.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show, where we're challenging everything and everyone, and today I'm challenging Cheryl Sitz. Cheryl is the podcastist, hostess with the mostest of Journey of Possibilities. You can find out more about Journey of Possibilities at journeyofpossibilities.com. Cheryl and I were just talking about the fact that she thinks that 95% of life is predestined, so therefore she has no responsibility for anything that goes wrong because it was predestined. And I think that we actually screw a fair amount of things up and we have more free will. That's the current dialogue. Right, Cheryl? Or did I confuse that somehow?
Well, that's close. I love that no responsibility part. Boy, that sounds easy.
Well, you know, when people go, well, you know, it was just meant to happen. I'm like, no, you just really made a stupid decision. Like, you know, when you go back into the abusive relationship for the third time and then end up in the hospital, no, that was really stupidity. That was not predestined. I really don't think – now, I do think that people come in to be predestined to have cancer, not that they're responsible for their own cancer on a conscious level. I would never tell somebody with cancer, oh, it's all your fault. But I think that the experience – is something that their higher self manifested. And I agree to that. And that's a different thing. And that's a tricky area. But anyways, so I just wanted to remind listeners where you stood. You know, no responsibility, Cheryl.
Oh, jeez.
She's like, I am getting ready to go in and delete your show out of my archives. You can be part of this conversation at facebook.com/mydrkevin. Come on over, hit the like button, then find Journey of Possibilities and Cheryl's smiling face and put in your 2 cents. Let us know, or you can tweet us at mydrkevin and tweet us and let us know. What are you thinking? What do you want to know? Do you agree with Cheryl? And are you standing in the wrong camp, or do you agree with me? So now in this part of our, you know, I love teasing you, right?
Yeah, I know. This is the Dr. Kevin roast or something. It's the Cheryl roast, I guess. If it's
Now we're going to talk about Behind the Curtain. Behind the Curtain. Can you name the movie? Ignore the Man Behind the Curtain.
I love that movie, too.
You know, what we don't realize is, of course, here is a huckster from Kansas that's done all these levers to create the great and powerful Oz to make things not what they appear to be what they're not. And I think that 90% of what we get from media today and the world and what we're told from our government and from our newscasters and from every, you know, from everybody in power is more illusion than reality. So what reality would you like to expose that will make my people live better lives, Cheryl?
Oh, I think the big aha for me, again, on this path has been the alternative medicine versus what we go and get from the doctors here in the U.S. when we're ill, and the whole way we treat illness as treating the symptoms and treating the body as if the emotions have nothing to do with it. It's just, I'm glad it's starting to become more exposed for what it is. But yeah, I thought it could stand to be talked about some more.
Are you telling me that somebody's emotional well-being might affect their physical health? Why, Cheryl, that's heresy. You can get burned at the stake for that.
Doesn't that just seem like a no-brainer? I mean, it's just amazing.
I can see them running down right now, and I can see, Shire putting the stake in the ground, and I can see you being tied up by the AMA, and I can see, Obamacare lighting the match underneath your feet.
I know. I can too. Don't say that too loud.
I think the interesting thing is we have to look that when money on mental health and emotional health drugs started competing with the amount of money being made on physical illness drugs, there was suddenly a whole lot more awareness of the connection that was being supported in the media.
I agree.
a lot of people miss that connection. They're like, oh, thank God, they finally woke up and they smelled the coffee and they, you know, and they saw the roses. No, 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 no. They saw another profit stream, and until they were ready to capitalize on it, they kept they did everything they could to demonize those of us that have been out, saying it for 40 years. But when they can make money off of it, it suddenly was like, I could have had a V8 moment.
It's funny, the conversation's almost coming full circle back to Facebook, which is what we originally talked about, and social media. I see how much that's really driving awareness as people all over the world connect in a conversation, and practices that have been done daily in other parts of the world are introduced to even the remotest parts of places that don't know about them. And we're able to learn about plants and learn about how to take care of our bodies and understand what's happening at a global level.
Well, you know, I think that people are, they say it, but they don't actually get how much the people making the money are controlling even Facebook and what we're being told and what we're being said. Now, Facebook, on the other hand, is a wonderful platform for rebellion, but I know that when, in like my doing my ADD stuff and my anti-medicating kids and stuff like that, I will have people show up to tear me apart, and I can actually tell when I ask certain questions or I look or things like this, that they're actually people that are paid by the pharmaceuticals to keep track of nutcases like me to make us look bad on the social media platforms.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. I think we have to be really careful to always ask who's behind. And that's, you know, that's part of social media. We trust the little picture that we see come up, and that must be who I'm talking to. And there's a lot of people talking to people they don't know that they've never met, and they have no idea who's really behind that little picture that comes up. And so it's very easy to engage people in conversation and fool them like you're talking about.
Yeah. I mean, people are listening to us right now. If they've come to facebook.com/mydrkevin.com, I mean, my Dr. Kevin, and they've seen your picture on the Journey of Possibilities podcast and, you know, and liked my page while they were there and then asked us a question. But they're looking at your picture and they don't know that that's actually Cheryl. For all they know, you know, you're just, you know, you're just somebody that, you know, does good voices really good. And really, you're a 55-year-old, 5'10" drug company male representative that just knows how to make her voice sound good.
You gave me away. I told you not to do that on this show.
I gave you away? Yeah, but look who I gave you to. He's a nice guy. Don't complain. You know? You've done worse before.
We're not going to go there either.
No. So the thing is, what is your message? What truth? What is your message? How are we to know who to trust?
I think we're to build our own intuition and start to trust ourselves more and stop listening to all the talking heads that want to tell us how to feel and what to believe. Because I believe the truth is inside of all of us. When we peel away all that distrust in ourself, we know the truth when we hear it. But it's that doubt again that comes up and says, but there's these studies and there's this research. Your body can tell you what's good for you and what you need. And, you know, people ask me about this shamanic path. I've experienced it. I can't cite you tons of research, although I'm gathering some of that just so I can have that for the intellectuals. But I know what I experience, and I know the truth that I feel and the healing that I've received, and that surpasses anything anybody can tell me.
Share with somebody, because sometimes this is what the difference is. And I'm always sharing stories. I'm always very careful that, you know, I don't ever give away anybody's identity, because obviously I've worked with thousands of people at this point, but share a story that of something we as a species thrive and resonate with stories. Can you share a story of where your intuitive overran what you were being told, especially around a health issue, and you were the better for it? Can you share one of those with us?
Well, going to Peru to work with the shaman when I was raised in Texas in the Bible Belt was a huge obstacle right there. I mean, there were people that thought I was going to go to hell just because I was even considering making this trip. And they have beautiful healing ceremonies down there. And I've experienced where I've had stuck energy in my body, because as I take medicinal plants, it shows you, you become aware of where your body is not flowing and where you're getting sick. And I've been doing a lot of sexual healing on this path, and my body is flowing more. My blood pressure is normal now, and I'm still overweight, and I'm still not as healthy as I could be. But the numbers are changing. My body is changing. My health is changing. What the foods I want to eat. Everything is changing because I've started working with these medicinal plants and receiving some energy healing from a medicine man in the Amazon jungle of Peru. So experiencing it is believing it for me. And I don't have side effects, and I don't have prescriptions, and I don't have all of that. And I didn't even know any of that was possible 5 years ago. Like I said, Bible Belt of Texas, you know? So I've come from a very skeptical perspective to live this story. And that's what I love to share with people, and learn energy work and study Reiki and experience for myself what it's like to move that energy and feel better. When I'm not feeling good, I know there's an emotion and I address it and it moves again. So I'm keeping myself healthy without Obamacare. Sorry, Obama.
So what do you say to people? And you know, I work as a medical intuitive. And what do you say when somebody says, well, it was just all in your head? What they did was just really all in your head, and they didn't really do anything. What's your response to that?
That I was incredibly skeptical and I learned better. I'm living proof that it's not all in my head. I'm better. I'm well.
Well, on that note, we will take a break. We'll get back with
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hey ladies, do you want to have that good hair day feeling all the time? Gentlemen, would you want your special someone to have that glow, letting you know she's feeling completely satisfied? This feeling and that glow can be yours by embracing your sexual power. So join me, Rachel Kenley, award-winning romance author, on The O-Spot. The O-Spot will guide you to that peak with guest interviews, book discussions, and conversations on the thrills of sexual empowerment. Put the zing back in your life. Come up and see me sometime on The O-Spot, live on Hump Day at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Okay, and welcome back to the last segment of the Dr. Kevin Show. Challenging everyone and everything here on Om Times Radio, where we're changing the world. One what, Cheryl?
Om.
At a time. And if you'd like to be part of this conversation, remember, you only make a difference in the world by standing up, showing up, speaking out, and taking action. Take the action of going to facebook.com/mydrkevin. Hit the like button and go to the lovely face of Miss Cheryl, smiling out at you from Journey of Possibilities. And ask your question or your comment. I do have a question. What challenges have you experienced going through all your healing? So somebody wants you to hang up the dirty laundry.
Oh.
Now, yeah. I do want to remind people, this is our last segment, which is What a Load of Crap with Dr. Kevin. And so if, Cheryl, as you are sharing some challenges you went through your healing, if you'd like to weave that into what load of crap you'd like to expose to my listeners, and I'm sure it would probably be pretty easy, go for it.
Yeah, that is an easy one. Because one of the biggest challenges I found, it was like jumping off a big cliff to go into this path the way that I did. Working with the plants is really intensive. And so going to Peru and opening myself wide open and diving into this healing of really deep issues like incest and how it's affecting my sexuality and my distrust of women from things that have happened in my past and how that affects my life. So taking on these really big issues and then fitting all that into living the quote unquote American dream and what a load of crap all of that is. There you go. The two worlds were colliding for me. So it was good for me because it forced me to create my own American dream, which I think is really important for people to see is that we kind of can mindlessly go into this American dream and forget that we're here to create our own dream and how empowering that can be.
Well, and you know, one of the things you said that I have to comment on, and, you know, is it led you to distrusting women. And I talk to people that distrust men. And I think that the thing that we really have to look at is there are people who are trustworthy and people who are not. Sometimes trust, that trustworthy has to do, is a conscious action of betrayal or abandonment or whatever that broke the trust. And sometimes it's an unconscious one. Sometimes it's intentional and sometimes it truly is by accident. But whenever anybody distrusts a group of people, I know that there is some deep healing they need to do because no all everythings are anything, ever. Thoughts?
I agree. I didn't really realize that I had spent so much of my life distrusting women until I went into this work and started to see what that was costing me. And look at why I felt that way and how my whole career was based on to succeed. You've got to be competitive. And I was in a men's career. I was in a men's world, I felt like. And I had not chosen the best women for trustworthiness. So I had to break that down and really do some healing and start to attract a different kind of woman so that I could write a new story about that. And now I have some beautiful women in my life, like the wonderful Bonnie Carpe that we mentioned, who I can feel good about trusting. And so I agree with you. That was part of how that became such a glaring negative belief in my life was, you know, it can't be all women. I don't inherently dislike all of anybody. So it was good to start to work on that.
In the time when you look back, and you realized you were distrusting women, were you more comfortable in your feminine energy or your masculine energy?
You got it. My masculine energy.
You know, one of the things I do, I can't remember if we mentioned this when I was on your show, but one of the things I talk about is legalized child abuse. And the way in which we genderize our children at a very young age to make them feel bad about their qualities that is of the gender that they were not physically born of is truly a horrendous kind of child abuse, which is fully supported, encouraged, and passed on from generation to generation. Thoughts?
I agree. And I was raised by a very masculine woman, a very strong woman, who had been abused also and had not healed her own child abuse, sexual abuse. So she believed that I had to be tough enough that no man was ever going to whatever, and that all women were only going to use me anyway. So the women were the competition, and I needed to stomp them down, basically can't trust them, and who I needed to be to handle the men. So all of this programming created a really interesting story for me to then enter a business place where the more competitive and masculine I was, the more successful I was. So, and even in broadcasting, the women have not had the opportunities that the men have or the pay that the men have. You may hear them, but they're not paid what their counterparts are. So it's really been an interesting journey with that, with those stories from childhood and breaking those down and writing new ones.
So I'm going to completely come in at you from the side on this next question.
Okay.
One of the things I hear constantly whenever I am exposed to messages from Hillary Clinton is one of her number one goals is to fix this. Do you believe it? Do you think that she can do it? Do you think that she actually wants to, or is it just something that sounds good on the platform? I'm not asking who you're voting for, but I'm just saying, do you think this is truly a flag she's carrying, a flag she should carry? And do you think in a still male-dominated Washington that if she was president, she could force that change?
I don't think she could force that change. Maybe she really wants it in her heart, but I also know it sounds really good to her on her platform. So without knowing her personally, I don't know that I could say. But I don't know that she's going to change that, no.
Okay. What will change that?
The individual, the women. Like my story is changing. I'm changing my story about my abilities, about my place in the world. As we break down those stories on an individual level, collectively, we'll heal that. Like every other belief system that we're carrying as a group. Women have plenty of things that we're working on breaking down and writing new stories about right now. And I think we're changing it one moment at a time just by addressing this and committing to ourselves that we're going to write a new story about it and believe it.
Whether it would be Hillary Clinton or somebody else, do you think having a woman in the Oval Office would do a lot to fast forward that process?
I think it would be a really good idea, yes. Okay. I think it's time.
Okay. So I am now going to go back to you on your words, so to speak.
Uh-oh.
No. Not in a bad way. There's no uh-oh here.
Okay.
You have been very adamant the whole show about something which I completely agree with. So I'm not dissing you. I agree with you. One should trust their intuitive.
Yes.
And yet, when I asked you about Hillary Clinton, well, I don't know her, so I don't know. Well, what does your intuitive say?
I'm not drawn to her when she's saying these things. I'm not attracted to it. So from my perspective, it's a no.
Okay. So now it's so interesting because I watch people do this. And I recently was dealing with somebody who
you know, does different forms of the kind of stuff that, you know, you're doing and that I do, and, you know, the areas that we're done with. And the rubber meets the road when we actually boldly take questions where we have no intellectual thought and get quiet and say, and my intuitive says, no, I don't believe that she is what she's coming across as. Or there's something there that is, my intuitive is going, eh. But yet it's so common for us to fall back. And I'm not trying to pick on you, because this is what we are trained at a very subtle level to do, because we all fear getting thrown out of the tribe. It's one of our oldest fears. What happens if we get thrown out of the tribe? And as long as we don't stand up and in action challenge the parts of the tribe that are wrong, the tribe, which is controlled by the authority figures, gets to run our lives. What do you think?
I'm so glad you said that. And abandonment has been a big part of my path. So you nailed it, yes. And I believe we all have some of it. So that's great encouragement. Thank you.
Cheryl Sitz, journeyofpossibilities.com. Go listen to her podcast, Encryption of Fun, with the one million. Have a great week. Cheryl, thank you for coming.
Thank you.